The city of Saline has been making national news lately due to a controversy over apparent racism in the school district. This is Lisa Berry, and the situation started with some students making racist remarks against each other. Then a community meeting was held last week, and this happened when parent Adrian Iriola was describing what was taking place with his son.
But I remember when I went to his bedroom to say goodnight, and he was crying because of the abuse that he was enduring in this school system.
Then why didn't you stay in Mexico?
In case you didn't hear what that parent said to Iriola, he said, "Why didn't you stay in Mexico?" Another community meeting was held Sunday night, and joining us now here on WEMU to talk about that is Saline Mayor Brian Morrow. Thank you, Brian, so much for talking to us.
Thank you for having me on the program.
I think those oohs and ahs are pretty indicative of how things are going in Saline right now. Would you agree?
I think that's a fair assessment, yes.
How long have you been the mayor of Saline?
This is my eighth year.
Were you aware of these situations in the schools with alleged racist comments between students?
I was made aware of them, I think, about a week and a half ago. And then I was invited to the community forum that the schools hosted a week ago Monday. I was unable to attend, but my city manager and police chief were there. And then I was made aware of the vile and racist comments of one individual after the fact. And that of course, is sort of what prompted County Commissioners Beeman, Brabeck, and myself to organize a community conversation for yesterday afternoon.
And how did that go?
I thought it went very well. We had probably over 100 residents attend and participate, and it was a very open and honest conversation. Some of it was difficult to hear, and we certainly know that there is some bigotry and racism that exists in the community. We also know that we need to do more to confront it, challenge it, and to make sure that everyone in the Saline community feels welcome, safe, and secure.
What do you mean by difficult to hear? Were more comments made like the one I played from last week's meeting?
No, there were not. As a matter of fact, between Commissioners Beeman and myself, we laid down some pretty strict ground rules. So evidently, they're the rules that we follow at any event or function that the City of Saline hosts or organizes, and that is that there is no tolerance for hate speech, inflammatory rhetoric. You can't threaten somebody. You can't engage in a physical confrontation, and there will be no interruptions if an individual is recognized to speak. And if you fail to follow those rules, you will be asked to leave the gathering.
What was your takeaway from the conversation on Sunday?
I thought, again, it was difficult at times, but it was a very healthy and robust discussion. Clearly, we have some problems and some issues that we need to deal with, and we will do that, working with our community stakeholders to make sure that Saline becomes a more welcoming, inviting place to all of our residents and visitors.
Do you see those racism problems mostly in the school district or throughout the community?
I don't think it's limited to just the school district. I mean, there are some high-profile examples that we can cite within the schools, but I wouldn't say it's exclusive to Saline Area Schools.
Did any teachers attend the community forum Sunday?
I don't believe there were any teachers present, but I think three members of the Saline Area School Board were in attendance.
Speaking of high profile, as I mentioned at the beginning of this interview, that Saline is getting national attention due to all this. What do you want to say? What message do you want to send to people who might be hearing this anywhere around the world?
Well, first, that the majority of Salinians are good, decent, and accepting individuals. Clearly, there are some misguided individuals who live in the Saline community, and not unlike other municipalities and areas across the state and region, we deal with issues involving discrimination and intolerance. But moving forward, it will not be accepted and it will not be ignored. And as a community, we're going to come together and fight back. And again, to a previous point, work to make sure that this community is a safe, accepting, and inviting place for all of our residents.
Do you think what's happening in Saline is indicative of perhaps the national dialogue or situation right now?
I think so. I think that's also a fair assessment, yes.
What do you do moving forward?
Well, Commissioners Brabeck and Beeman and myself are going to regroup later this week, and I think that the City of Saline, in conjunction with Washtenaw County and probably a few other entities, will have a subsequent events or an event or subsequent events, is then I think some of these key stakeholders need to get together and talk about what sort of action we can take and what sort of solutions we can put into place to help prevent these types of things from occurring in the future. And perhaps more important than preventing them in the future, to ensure that there are the appropriate ramifications when people engage in intolerance towards members of the SLEEN community.
Saline Mayor Brian Marl, thank you so much for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU. We'll be in touch and follow what happens moving forward with this situation.
My pleasure. Happy to talk to you at any time.